only for this spot, because I was very excited that we have Lisa Ann joining us here on the program. Follow her on Twitter at The Real Lisa Ann. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. You know, I love that I can still kind of sprinkle a little pixie dust, you know, and make people just happy just from interactions. You know, it's awesome.
Yes, for sure. You definitely do make people happy. That is true. Except I do listen to your show, and I feel like during fantasy drafts, you don't make people happy.
I try my hardest not to. You know, I'm very, this is the only time I feel it's okay to be a bit immature. You know, you become an adult and you can't be immature anymore. And you really don't have reason to kind of give your friends a hard time. And this is the perfect outlet. I mean, this is, you know, draft season. I make tons of conversation by text before drafts to just see who my friends are really in on. Just so that I can take their players from them. It's such an awful way to play.
Just admit, you're heartless. That's what you are. You're just a heartless player.
Yes, yes.
That is fair. Well, we do want to get into what is going on out on the field. We'll talk some fantasy and some just let's see how you feel about some of these teams, because right now we've got Tampa Bay and Carolina coming up tonight. Tampa Bay not looking too good last week. Carolina looked okay in a competitive loss. How do you think this game plays out tonight?
You know, I think there's so many of us that own so many shares of the Tampa Bay offense. That's Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, maybe some Peyton Barber. And Jameis Winston, because he was a quarterback that you felt in a new system was really going to thrive, and he was able to sit late in drafts. But if you're playing them tonight, which some of us are, you're just going to be cringing the whole game, and you're just really got to go in hoping for the best. Like, what else can you say? I mean, Jameis has done this before. I feel that him and Andy Dalton kind of switch weeks. Andy Dalton will, like, have a great week, and then everybody will go out and play him. Then he'll just be a heartless dud and give you 4 fantasy points because he throws 5 picks, you know? Him and Jameis kind of switch superhero gear, so we don't know when it's going to happen. I mean, Cam just looks a little bit less mobile, so I think the good news for McCaffrey owners is you're not going to be competing for as many end zone touchdowns on Cam's legs, because that doesn't seem like he really wants to run as much this season so far. But, you know, both Thursday night games haven't been like an awesome high-powered offense. I'm most excited to watch the Chiefs-Raiders game on Sunday.
Well, I will be up there, so I'm pretty excited to watch that game as well. What excites you about this game? What should we be watching for?
Well, I love the whole how much everyone went through at camp. You know, you lived it with Antonio Brown. And to see, you know, what I kept saying to people is, remember something, Derek Carr is still doing his thing. He's out there getting it repped to Tyrell Williams. Work is getting done. The Waller story is uplifting. It's something we all want to tie into sports. Like, this is a feel-good story. So there's so much love and momentum for the Raiders since Hard Knocks, now moving to Las Vegas. And you got Mahomes just going to throw up big points. I just think it's going to be exciting, because I think Derek Carr really needed that game, and I think the Raiders really needed to start their season that way.
Do you think the Raiders can stay within a touchdown against the Chiefs?
That's going to be the tough part. I mean, everyone's going to have to work a little bit harder, but the Chiefs' secondary is not that awesome, you know? So I do think there is opportunity out there. And, you know, Jacobs looked great last week as well, and Kansas City without Tyreek Hill is going to be a bit of an adjustment. I mean, if everybody thinks they're going to see Sammy Watkins do what he did last week, they can think again. Sammy Watkins has a history in the fantasy world of breaking hearts with fantasy owners. He's streaky.
For sure. No question about a follower up on Twitter at The Real Lisa Ann. You mentioned Sammy Watkins, certainly a breakout performance last week. How much do we believe any of these breakout guys? I mean, people are jumping over guys like Hollywood Brown and from the Ravens, John Brown from the Bills, some of these guys that are not going to sustain what they did last week.
I completely agree with you. I mean, week one is always so fluky. You know, it's very similar when you're looking at Montgomery. You know, everyone's so really upset. Oh, I had such high hopes. You've got to look at players and say, this is week one. They didn't play a lot of preseason. A lot of these players are getting their first reps. Let it settle down. Unless I have injuries, which I was hit with every injury this week, I'm not one to just go out on the waiver wire and make moves just for sake of making moves on week one. I'd like to kind of hold on to what I have and believe in the draft that I put together.
What about trying to take advantage of those people that do overreact and offering trades for guys that underperformed in week one?
So I had one share of Antonio Brown, and I was like, man, I got to get rid of this share. This is going to be high maintenance this season. Soon as he goes to the Patriots, he was so tradable, and so yeah. I got rid of him right away. well worth it. The headache, not mine. I actually have 70% of my leagues have Tyrell Williams. I really believed in that kid even when he was playing for the Chargers. So I like owning him. It's just an easy play. You got to get rid of a player, and Antonio Brown was easy for me. Who knows what's going to happen next with this court case? We just don't know.
What I mean, from an ethical perspective, do you ever have any issues with players? I actually have in the past looked at guys and been like, I just don't want to cheer for that guy every week. Have you ever felt that?
Man, I drafted Tyreek Hill like crazy, and I had to go through a whole ethical thing with myself, right? And then when he goes out and get injured, I stood up and said to myself and to my television, Lisa, that is what you get. That is the karma that you deserve. You put aside your ethics. Like, yeah, it's difficult, but sometimes you do it.